is our invitation song. I've told you before, but Linda's Granny Creel, who lived to be on in her 90s, that was her favorite song. I don't mean just favorite invitation song, it was just a favorite song. Why not tonight? We do invite you tonight to obey the gospel of Christ. I sure have been enjoying our study of the book of Romans. And the after all the greetings that Paul does in the book of in the final chapter, he makes this point in verse 25, Romans 16, 25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now has been made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures has been made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting gospel, for obedience to the faith, to God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. There are several fascinating phrases and words in this passage. I'll just call attention briefly to some of those for your consideration. The text says, now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel. It is so important, and we're extending the Lord's invitation tonight, it's so important to obey the gospel. I love Romans 6, verse 17. Where Paul says, thanks be to God that whereas you were the servants of sin, that you became obedient from the heart to that form of doctrine, the word form, pattern, tupos, pattern of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. That's so important. To die to sin, earlier in Romans 6, buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life, saved by the blood of Christ. Absolutely important. But now to him who is able to establish you. For us to be established after we've obeyed the gospel, to be stabilized, that's important too. It's not enough to obey the gospel, and if you're present tonight as one who needs to respond, I want you to know that it's not just a matter that you obey the first principles and then that's it. To him who is able to establish you. God wants you to be established, to sink roots down deeply, spiritually speaking, so that you'll be steadfast, established, that you'll be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. And God is able to do that. God is able to establish you. But it's according to the gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ. And just in summarizing this, he says, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. A mystery is not something hard to understand. A mystery is something that you don't know till it's revealed. And though there was some light, there was some revelation, the fullness of revelation was not to be found in the Old Testament scriptures. They pointed forward to what would be the revelation of the mystery. And Peter would write and say that even the prophets themselves did not understand. They searched and inquired what time or manner of times the Spirit of Christ, which was within them, was speaking of. And he says it was revealed to them that not to themselves, but unto us that they were ministering. Isn't that something? That they had the insight to know that what they were talking about was not primarily for them, but would be realized in the latter days, in the fulfillment, when Christ ushered in the gospel age, the age in which we live. So he says, now has been made manifest by the prophetic scriptures, has been made known to all nations. So we have the fulfillment of those prophetic scriptures and the Great Commission was to go into all the world and is to go into all the world with the gospel according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. This expression, obedience to the faith, is significant too. The faith can be preached, the faith can be understood, the faith can be obeyed. Faith here is referring to the gospel, the doctrine of Christ that Paul's been talking about in this whole book of Romans. It's interesting that he concludes by talking about obedience to the faith, and that's like a bookend because it begins in chapter 1 and verse 5, through whom we receive grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. This book begins and it concludes by talking about obedience to the faith. That's what the gospel is about. It's revealing God's power, God's plan to save men through the blood of Christ and make those who are guilty justified, free from sin, forgiven by the grace and mercy of God, and then to be established and stabilized. Tonight, if you've not yet obeyed the gospel, why not tonight? Let this be the night that you'll come to the Lord, that you'll be one who renders obedience to the faith as we stand and sing.